Hello?
Hello.
What took you so long to open the door, Balor? I was worried.
Hello, how are you?
Are you okay?
Oh, you're back so early.
Why is the baby on the floor, and why are his clothes all over the place?
No reason. I wanted to organize them.
What is it, my dear, honey? Oh, sweetie. Hey, sweetie. Shh. You can sleep here, and I'll be back real soon. There you go. Tidy up the room before I return.
Finally did it. What am I to do now? You got us into trouble. Stay in there until I think of a way out of this mess. You have to wait until after lunch. Maybe we can do something in the afternoon. If we're not caught by then, of course, you can escape.
What is it, darling? What is it? There you are. I'll pick you up here. Come on, darling. Come on, darling. Let's give you a big hug here. What? I'm gonna lie down on the floor, just like that. And we'll see what you have. Oopsie-daisy. There we go. Chill down like this. Oh, here we go. Oh, don't cry, darling. Look what I've got for you. It's Fluffy. Oh, don't cry, sweetie, baby, darling. There we go. What's the matter? Oh, don't cry. I'll pick you up here. Mwah. Oh, there we go. Don't be angry. What's the matter? Where's your horsey, baby? Darling Amir, you're tired, right? That's what it is. I'll take you to the park if you like. We'll go with Grandpa, okay? No? Okay, very well. Where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, there you go, down there. Oh. Oh. What's that? Do you hear that squeaky, squeaky? Where's a tiki, 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 tiki? Where's the little boy then? Where's the little boy? Where's Horsey? Where's the horsey? Horsey! Everything's all right. We'll go out later to the park. We're gonna have some good time. Why did you drop Fluffy? Do you want to say hi? You want to say hi to Fluffy, yeah? Say hello. Say hello, Amir. Hello. Hello. Hello, Amir. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Amir. Who's the chubby boo-boo-boo-boo? Who's a coochie-coochie-coochie? Who's my darling boy? Who's my darling boy? I bet you're just a little bit tired, aren't you?
Yes, you'll feel so much better after you sleep, won't you? Yes.
Coochie-coochie, darling! Who wants to sleep a little bit, huh? Do you want to have a good sleep?
Yes, of course you do. You're a tired little boy and you want to have some sleep. Oh, there. Don't be sad. Oh, don't be sad. Everything's gonna be all right. You just...
Listen, Sarah just went to her room. I'll go talk to her so that she won't come out. Mr. Ghaffari is asleep. You come out of the closet then, and leave quietly. For God's sake, don't make any noise or I'll be dead.
Balur! Balur! Balur, where's Amir? Amir, he's not in his room! Has anyone been here? Tell me the truth! Tarang? Mrs. Zaref?
Yes, and you?
Tarang's house?
Excuse me, I don't remember seeing you before.
My name is Sara. Sara Ghaffari.
Has anything happened?
I'm looking for Tarang. Is she here right now?
Has she done anything?
She's a thief.
What has she done?
If she's here now, you'd better ask her to come outside right now. I could have come here with the police and a warrant to search the house, but I prefer to solve the situ more quietly.
Tarang hasn't come yet. I'd have noticed if she'd come back. You can come in and look for yourself. There's no need for police and search warrants. Her home and office are both on this floor. The door's open. You're welcome to search anywhere to make sure. This is her room. As you can see, she's not here.
Would you please open the door? You must have the key. I beg you to help me find Tarang. Please, please.
I still don't understand what Tarang's done to make you come here so suddenly.
Tarang's kidnapped Amir and escaped I don't know where to. Do you have any idea where she might be?
anyway. She'd better return Amir before she gets arrested or something like that. She has no idea what a dangerous thing she's done.
I don't know where Tarang is. But instead of threatening her, you'd better think what you've done to make a simple, harmless girl do such a risky thing. Mrs. Ghaffari, do you want to deprive a woman of her motherly rights by signing a piece of paper in a registry office? I wonder how you expect Tarang to give up her child and leave him to you.
I love him. What are you doing? Good boy. Yes. Oh, my little boy. Oh, my sweetheart. What did you do? What do you see? Yeah, what do you want to do? What should our Mr. Handsome do, huh? You a good little boy? Tarang, how old is your little prince here? How old is he?
Just short of a year. He's 7 months old.
He'll be a big guy in the blink of an eye. You see, Parvin, you keep saying we don't need babies. Is it so bad to have children to look after us in our old age? Am I not right, Tarang?
Come on, stop it. You're looking for an excuse to say the same old things. This one has already given us enough grief. If you can, do something for them.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's clear you still do not know me. Do you want me to send them somewhere else? Somewhere where no one can ever find them?
Tarang, dear, a woman wants to see you at the... Tarang, dear, a woman wants to see you at the door.
A woman?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she say her name?
Yes, she said it's Aref. I told her Aref is a guy's name. But she said tell Tarang, she'll know.
How did she find this place? Dear Parvin, please watch Amir while I'm gone. Hello.
Hello. You've made quite a commotion.
I'm sorry. I did not want to make trouble for you.
How's Amir doing?
He's doing fine. He's inside with Parvi now. Let's go in.
It's okay here. I want to talk to you alone.
About what? About returning Amir?
No, not at all. That's a decision you should make. I just want to discuss your situation a bit, if you don't mind. And then you can do whatever you like. Why don't you sit?
You found this place from Parvin's form, is that right? Is it?
It's no rocket science. You don't have anyone else close enough to turn to. A few hours ago, Sarah Ghaffari came to the office. She was upset and flustered. She advised me to tell you to return the baby before police arrest you. Tarang, you're in a really difficult situation, I know. I'm so worried about you.
I've always been in difficult situations.
This time it's different. They've probably given your description to the police. You can't go anywhere.
I don't care. I'll get my baby and vanish without a trace to an unknown place.
You know that's not the way to go. Even if you can do that, it won't benefit your child's future in any way.
My child's future? You sound just like Sarah when you speak.
As I said, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I just want you to know that right now you've committed a big offense which can be quite dangerous for you.
Even you think that if a mother kidnaps her own baby, she's committed a big offense?
I don't really think so. But before coming here, I talked to Mehrab. He said you're looking at 5 years prison time without pardon. He suggested you return the baby before the police and the court get involved in this.
Mr. Azin has never said anything in my interest. He is always unnerving me.
Very well, then. Maybe you're right, Tarang. But just think of the blow on your child if you spend 5 years in jail. But if you wait a while, you might be able to win back custody of him in a year or two. Okay, since I was sure you'd never change your mind again, I packed some of Amir's clothes. I think you may need them. There's also some money in the pocket. Call me if you need anything. Mehrab was right when he said, don't put yourself out. Talking to Tarang is useless.
Freedom.
Maybe you're fighting a beast that I don't know about, huh?
No. We left our homes and lives.
Those who smuggle people are a bunch of wolves, and you're nothing more than a bunch of kids.
Will they get away from all the restraints?
Balur?
Balur's not home.
Hello there. Why are you sitting in the dark? Where on earth is Balur anyway?
Balur's gone.
What do you mean gone?
For good. She said she couldn't take it anymore. A lady called half an hour ago. Her name was Arif.
What did she say?
She said Torang's back home.
I knew she'd return soon enough.
Sit down. I want to talk to you. What's your decision about this child?
I don't get what you're talking about.
Well, it is my opinion that after what's happened, we'd better not hurry in taking Amir back. Give it some thought.
Why would you say such a thing?
Torang's not in a good frame of mind. She won't give up her child that easily and in a quick way. I'm afraid her next move might be so dangerous that you'll regret it more than anyone else.
I've thought about it too, actually. In fact, my main concern for suggesting this trip was nothing but this very concern. Believe me, you can be rest assured. We just need to go away for a while, that's all.
How long? A lifetime?
Of course not. Until Torang gets used to the circumstances. She's still so young. And young people usually think of the future, not the past. You can never know, she might even remarry soon and have another baby.
But Torang is different from other girls, as she is a mother. Sarah, we should admit that what we did was wrong from the start. We should make up for our mistake.
Father, you seem to have forgotten that Amir is Sina's son as well. It's all we have left of Sina.
No, I haven't forgotten. Do you think that Sina himself wouldn't want Amir to stay with his own mother?
Do you want to tell me that you can give up Amir so very easily? Have you considered that child's future?
7 years. Just till he's 7. We can and we should wait. Wait until that time. You yourself never turned me down. Even when you were against me.
This time it's different. Excuse me, Father, but I think you're being way too sentimental.
On the contrary, it's you who's acting out of sentiments, not me. Anyway, I've made up my mind. I would like you to support me. Support me in this decision.
That's impossible. Don't ask me to do this, because I can't. I just can't.
Well, today I went to Yusefi. Do you know that all I have to do is present a medical certificate for Amir's full custody and guardianship will be transferred to me?
Wait, are you threatening me, Father?
No, it's not about threats. In truth, I love Amir so much that I can wait. I can wait a few years to get him back to me. Oh, I can wait.
And what if I don't agree to all of this?
Then I'll have to act without you. And you know for sure that I will do it. Not much will change in the next 7 years. They can't go anywhere without our permission. And Amir will be brought to us for visits. Believe me, this is the only solution.
Hello.
Hello, Torank. How are you?
I want to be alone with Amir for a few minutes. You can go to that room. I believe that this is the best thing you could have done in your situation. I'm really happy you came to this decision.
It was no easy decision. You know, Amir is all our hope and future. But apparently, there's no other way. We have to wait until he is 7. Our trip will last only a few months. Please take good care of our Amir. Don't forget that he is entrusted to you. Farewell.
Goodbye. I'm tired. So very tired.
Terang! Where are you, my darling Terang? Terang! Terang, are you awake? Terang? Are you awake?